Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by IoT.next. It's a great pleasure now to welcome Nico Steyn back to the podcast. Nico is, of course, CEO of IoT.next, and he's joined today by Danny Kelly, the head of innovation at Vodafone in the UK. Nico, Danny, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Duncan.
Hi, Robles.
Thank you,
Duncan. Now, we're breaking a bit of news in the podcast right now because IoT.next has entered into a strategic partnership with Vodafone in the UK to provide IoT solutions to the company's enterprise customers. Nico, let me start with you. Vodacom Group bought a majority stake in IoT.next last year, so I presume this agreement flows up through the shareholding in Vodafone. But maybe give us some color about how this partnership came about and what it is you're going to be working with on at Vodafone.
Yeah, well, so obviously, I mean, we stated from the beginning that part of the rationale behind us doing the deal with Vodacom was really, you know, we needed to get access to the global markets. And certainly Vodafone provides that channel. And we've been very blessed and fortunate enough to hook up with Danny and Anne in the UK operation. Obviously, he'll give you more insight into that. But, you know, it is a very influential opco. And, you know, we're really, really excited in terms of, you know, what we can do in conjunction with the Vodafone team in the UK and really, you know, that in terms of the reach and just the diversity, the vast diversity of customers that they already have.
What is the significance of this partnership to IoT.next?
Yeah, so I think it starts to fulfill on the promise in terms of, you know, being able to get that external exposure. I don't believe you could ask for a better method and medium to be able to do that. I think Vodafone is powerful in terms of the UK market. They certainly are dominant, and from that perspective, they are held in very high regard. They have outstanding capabilities. They have great customers. And I think it's a giant step towards, you know, making true on being able to start to penetrate the global markets.
Danny, let me bring you in here. What drove Vodafone's decision to select IoT.next? And maybe just take us through a bit of detail what it is you're going to be doing with the company and what you're going to be offering your enterprise clients.
Yeah, well, from our perspective, Duncan, we had seen a kind of gap in terms of the UK market as a whole, and actually even in our own portfolio from an MVN services provision, you know, within the IoT space. And IoT.next allows us to onboard that capability and actually deliver our customers true end-to-end services and deliver business outcomes. And I think from a technology perspective, that's where we need to move to. We need to transition from a company that sells product services and point services to a company that can really deliver outcomes and actually transformative outcomes. So IoT.next gives us that absolute opportunity to go out and have a fuller conversation with our customers around what we can deliver to them. And there's almost an expectation that Vodafone can do that today anyway. You know, they come to us, from an IoT perspective, we have a great standard and credibility in that space already by way of our connectivity offering. But actually, it's customers expect a much more rounded deployment of capability. They want us to bring all of that together under one umbrella. And that's what we can definitely do with IoT.next.
Were you surprised to see this level of innovation coming out of the southern tip of the African continent?
Well, yes, frankly, I was, because it is a Gartner Magic Quadrant, you know, a Gartner top 25 platform globally. You know, they've looked at them, they've been impact assessed, and actually, when we look at the UK market, believe it or not, in the UK market, I can't see or find any alternative in the UK market at any level of organization, right the way through to top tier technology provider, that can bring together the services in the way that .NXT has. So, I mean, it's an amazing capability in their platform and their architecture that they've crafted. And actually, that's down to people, right? You know, so I think they've got great people, great passion. I've met Andre, Nico, and the team, and that really pours through. You know, see, it's there. It's all part and parcel of the IoT.NXT package.
So, Danny, how do you see Vodafone going to market with this offering, and how will you work with IoT.next? And Nico, feel free to jump in as well.
It's interesting for us because actually, you know, it comes at the right time for us. Customers are wanting us to have conversations with them about 5G, and 5G allows us to have a conversation with customers about all of the different technologies that sit under the Vodafone umbrella, whether that be cloud or connectivity or unified communications, because ultimately it's about delivering an outcome. That IoT is an important pillar for us in terms of being able to address that market opportunity. So when a customer has a conversation with us about delivering transformation or delivering a different type of outcome, quite often we need to look for the right answer within the portfolio, and the capabilities that's brought from .NXT allows us to address that. So there's lots of market opportunity that we can go after, in particular in IoT, but equally from a 5G perspective. So if I look at the big areas in the UK right now where we see an immediate demand would be around healthcare, local government or government spending in particular, transport logistics, and utilities. So these are massive market opportunities that have really been crying out for solutions to their problem statements, and no one really having that capability, which is why in .NXT is such an important part of our journey.
Yeah. Well, Nico, maybe take us through the delivery plan. Are you scaling up your teams on the ground in the UK to be able to deliver this project?
Yes, I think if we just take a step back to Danny's point, certainly what we see is a very collaborative partnership. This is not Vodafone or IoT.next. We almost see it as one. And certainly what we are doing is embedding people, expertise, knowledge and resource, as well as enablement services as part of the agreement. So what we'll see here is a fully fledged deployment strategy, which harnesses the best of what both entities have to offer. Obviously, Vodafone have a lot of technical capability as well, so we will dovetail into that and support them from here. But most importantly, I mean, they have a massive sales force, and from that point of view, obviously, that gives us massive leverage into those markets. So really, just looking at this as a solid business opportunity, where you see two organizations coming towards one another or coming into partnership and really delivering a one-stop shop to the customer, you know, and having Vodafone drive that for us.
Are you already working with any of Vodafone's customers?
Look, I think Danny will tell you we already our agreement is in final stages, but we've already we've already engaged extensively. We have a Jedi Council, and that Jedi Council, we have the Jedis in there, and essentially what that's doing is identifying opportunities, and in a very, very short space of time, we've been able to uncover some really. Great opportunities, and in fact we'll be deploying into a very large customer of and large manufacturer. We are deploying some solution or a solution very shortly in the UK. So the wheels are rolling and we're on the go. But Danny can also give you more insight in terms of their process and how they're looking at bringing opportunities on board. And how that's being vetted.
Well, I wanted to ask about the Jedi Council that you've just mentioned. Danny, I presume that's some reference to Star Wars.
To be honest, actually, the name came through from the IoT team. We have a much more boring name in the UK for something quite similar. But actually, I quite like the Jedi Council idea, and it's grasped the imagination of the SEALs teams. You know, the important thing about the Jedi Council is the reason we have to have it. That's the interesting question, really. Why do we have to have a Jedi Council? You know, surely we can just look at all SEALs opportunities. The challenge that we face is that the platform that .NXT have is so capable in terms of its horizontal capability. It can do a very many things. And actually, Vodafone works best when we're focused. So what we're trying to do with the Jedi Council is make sure that our sales teams are focused in on, you know, key competencies and allow them to really accelerate and deliver business outcomes in areas of key strength. The thing is, the .NXT team will say yes to everything simply because they can make it happen. But what I'm trying to do with the Jedi Council is make sure that we get a number of big opportunities across the line, and it's definitely working. We're seeing a lot of demand come into the pipe. The sales teams are beginning to get really fired up now in terms of the capability that's on offer, which we, to be honest, haven't had available to us, nor do we see available within our competitors. You know, so this is a massive opportunity for us to really get going in the UK.
Now, I imagine Vodafone has already been experimenting with IoT at the very least. In fact, I imagine that Vodafone is already a significant player in the Internet of Things ecosystem in the UK. I'm just curious, how will IoT.next's platform dovetail into what the work that Vodafone has already done in the IoT space?
Yeah, it's a great question. So look, there's no doubt, you know, from a connectivity perspective, we are a global leader, you know, recognized by Gartner, top right corner, Magic Quadrant, you know, all of that. And that's based on our global SIM capability and our local SIMs capability. So we've got a great capability there already. We do have a number of solution sales that we offer in the UK, and they're tied up through particular partnerships, but typically they would be what I would refer to as point partnerships. So the ability to collaborate with customers and actually co-develop a solution to a particular business outcome is really important. And that's the differentiator here. We're moving into a different space. So currently what Vodafone has on its stack is really world-leading IoT capability from a connectivity perspective. We have point solutions that are great that actually can serve a particular point of requirement, but that's very much customer, the solution looks like X, you know, how do you make that fit your requirements? But actually, .NXT is about talking to the customer, having that dialogue, understanding the problem statement, and working your way back and delivering an outcome. That's a difference, and therefore it dovetails in beautifully to give us an ability to really address market need.
Do you regard IoT.next as an external service provider, or do you see it as something that's part of a company that's part of the Vodafone ecosystem?
It's part of the Vodafone ecosystem, without doubt. The difference being is that they have an agility of a SME and therefore a mindset that allows them to move quicker, act quicker, you know, think, you know, so the way in which they act and move is as a SME would, but actually bolted onto the size of, you know, Vodafone, which is a very large corporate and maybe doesn't move just quite as quickly. So it's the benefits of both worlds, right? You know, we've got an IoT company within the house, but actually, you know, very agile to allow us to deliver.
Mika, I'd be keen to get your views on what differentiates IoT.next from other IoT companies that Vodafone could potentially have partnered with.
Thanks, Duncan. Maybe if I just unmute, one of the biggest or one of the most used phrases this year, I think, is just unmute yourself. Can you see my screen? You know, I don't know which one. So certainly I think, what was the question, Duncan?
No worries. I was just asking what do you think differentiates IoT.next from other IoT service providers that Vodafone could potentially have partnered with?
Yeah, so I think if you look at what we have done successfully over time, really is really being able to offer the full stack. And really our drive around, you know, I think constraint has been a big driver for us in terms of our innovation because of where we are in the world, you know, literally geographically where we're positioned. If you're trying to enable people in other countries and other continents, you need to be able to be in a position where it's an easy thing. So there's a continuous drive from an innovation perspective to ensure that we make it easy for deployments. And let me tell you, that's not something that is easy. You know, all big IoT companies, platform players, and they're good guys out there are struggling with that. I think certainly our gateway technology has been a key differentiator, and what Raptor delivers, I think, really completes and closes the loop in terms of a lot of what IoT has to deliver. So I think us being able to demystify that component and really extend beyond that, we have a new version of Raptor, which is our vRaptor. It's groundbreaking technology that we are deploying right now, which I think is game-changing in the industry. And I think it runs in parallel with the telcos. And I've said it from the beginning that I think that IoT and the telco, these two are I believe that telcos have the capability of owning the space moving forward. I said that from the beginning. Why? Because they already have the network. And what you've heard Danny allude to is a GDSP platform that gives massive control over SIM connectivity inside of the IoT space. I think where we come in really nicely is a layer where, as far as controlling the SIM, they also now in a position where they can control the device. And further from that, to start to commoditize that component, but more importantly, build value around the data that's moving across the network. So it's a game changer, because I believe that what we see is, you know, historically you've spoken about the dumb pipe. It's a race to zero. Prices are dropping, et cetera. What you now see with IoT and the advent of what Vodafone is attempting to do is to make those pipes smart again. And that changes the game for them. It transforms, their value discussion with the customer. And obviously, from our perspective, we're very well positioned from a technology perspective to help that make that happen. And I think that is one of the key differentiators. The other thing is the fact that we sit horizontally. And if they have to go and source individual point-to-point solutions to deliver to those verticals, you can imagine that becomes really tough. And I think what we have been able to prove over the last the last 24 months is our capability to deploy into multiple vertical industries, which makes it really easy from a Vodafone perspective to go and have multiple discussions in multiple industries with customers, but using the same baseline platform for deployment.
Danny, just curious. So IoT.Next is a South African company. Was that a positive or a negative for Vodafone as you were evaluating the company's technology?
I suppose we never gave too much consideration in terms of, you know, whether it was South African or not. I think from us, it was really down to platform capability and people. And we understood that actually what Nico had built up in just 4 years in South Africa was an amazing skill set across the sell, build, run capability, as we define it, you know, from an architecture perspective, in terms of the ability to own and deliver a service end to end, which we had not seen elsewhere. So we've been presented with lots of platform options, presented with lots of IoT solution options. But nowhere have we seen both a platform with USPs, such as the Raptor technology, for that, you know, integration capability, which was quite important for us, by the way, to be able to have a conversation with the customer, then be able to say to define a success criteria with the customer and rapidly deploy a proof of value in 3-4 weeks is game changing. You know, that is not something that we were able to do before. So that was the first thing. The second thing is that all of the people and the skill sets that to be able to deploy that securely and safely resided within, you know, Nico's shop. So therefore you have a technology, a platform perspective, and then very much a people perspective. And then of course the management team around that MXT, you know, we absolutely knew they were people we could do business with, you know, in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Now COVID-19 is still very much with us, unfortunately. What's the current situation there in the UK?
Yeah, things, I suppose we're out of lockdown now. Different areas have possibly come back into lockdown. You know, it's very much the same as most other markets, as I would imagine. Europe is possibly getting its second wave. So it's having the same impact, I suppose, that we're seeing in other markets.
The reason I'm asking, Danny, is do you see COVID-19 having an impact on demand for IoT solutions?
Massive, and we're seeing it quite rapidly. I think what's happened with COVID-19 really is a technology shift. I think we've probably jumped forward maybe 3, 4, 5 years in terms of the need for technology adoption. And we're seeing that not just across IoT, but all aspects of what we bring into the portfolio, in particular 5G. And I think 5G, if I go to 5G under the umbrella of 5G, IoT sits as a pillar of that. But before COVID-19, 5G was very much a government push strategy for enterprise, lots of government funding schemes, lots of government activity to get big enterprise to adopt 5G and find new ways to use it. Through COVID-19, we've seen that completely turn on its head and seen very much a pull from enterprise. So we're seeing lots of different industry verticals lean on us and ask us, how do we automate processes? How do we get better insight from our data? How do we manage remotely? How do we deliver services remotely? And actually, a lot of that time, the answer is not necessarily a 5G answer, but it's an IoT answer. So therefore, we're seeing a massive pull from different industry verticals now looking for a way in which they can automate, take cost out, you know, synergize. There's, you know, different aspects of what they can do. And actually IoT is the answer. So they may not come up to us and ask us directly for an IoT solution. They, as always, Duncan, they present the problem statement and they're asking us to find the answer. A lot of the time, .mxt fits the bill.
Nico, do you see a similar trend? Are you seeing COVID-19 accelerating conversations around IoT in the South African context?
Yeah, I certainly do. I think we see a big acceleration and awareness around that. I think the new normal is really, you know, what is my digital strategy and how do I use digital to offset some of the risk that I see potentially, you know, continuing within in a COVID scenario, but also beyond COVID, because I think what we see now is that, you know, the way that we do business has been hugely affected in negatively in certain instances, but certainly I think it has made us aware that there might be different ways in terms of how we should be approaching business. And I think from that perspective, you know, the drive for efficiency and productivity has heightened, and people are really looking to optimize their operations exponentially, and so they should be, because, you know, these are unknown and untested times, and you know, who knows what comes after COVID.
Yeah, and if I can come in on that, Duncan, also just to add, I think we're seeing very much two phases in terms of the approach, in terms from IoT solutions perspective to respond to COVID. So there's very much the here and the now. It's getting enterprises back to work, getting people back in their office buildings, and doing so safely and securely in a way that actually, you know, they feel safe in an environment that they can do that. And we have solutions from .NXT now that we can leverage to answer that question around our smart buildings capabilities. That's the first thing. Then we have to look at what's beyond COVID, you know, so in a world post COVID, when, you know, we've put things right and we've found a vaccine and the world's getting back to normal, what will the new normal look like? And actually, what decisions will businesses make around their property, for example, and their people, the way in which they work? All of that plays into the capabilities that we can bring the market to offer them, you know, for efficient buildings and efficient work premises. So there's definitely two plays at the moment, you know, which is very much, we're seeing a lot of demand in our business around IoT, and that is in our smart building space for the current situation and then the new norm.
Now, before I let the two of you go, many people who watch or listen to this podcast won't realize that there's a team of people behind it as well, making arrangements, etc. And I've been briefed by one of those team members that I need to ask you two gentlemen what the outcome of the Springboks and British and Irish Lions tests is going to be. They're only playing next year, though, aren't they? Danny?
2021, yes.
2021. What's your prediction, outcome of that tour? I mean, we haven't watched rugby in so long. I think we're all getting withdrawal symptoms at this stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the natural winners are normally the Springboks, right? You know, they have better form and they've done it more times than the British and Irish Lions. The difference is that Vodafone have sponsored them this time, so I think they need everything that they can get, and they've came to the best brand in the UK. We have branded their jerseys. We've put a bit of pride into the shirt. So I think they stand the best chances this time round. What do you say, Nico?
I agreed with the first part of your statement, Danny. I think it's going to be an interesting one. We are the world champs. You know, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Fairly it's not going to be easy, Duncan. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to give it our best bet, and we're coming in the winning colors, so we're coming for you.
Well, I look forward to the return of live sports, because I've been missing it too, and looking forward to a bit of rugby again. So let's look forward to that. But my money's on the Springboks, of course, being South African. You'll understand, Danny. Danny Kelly is, of course, head of innovation at Vodafone in the UK, and Nico Steyn is CEO and co-founder of IoT.next. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Duncan.